What's your vision of the pathophysiology here? I hear so many checkpoint cases now, I can't remember which cancer it came from, but somebody presented a case recently of somebody who seemed to go through a hyperthyroid phase clinically that they were actually able to detect and then became hypothyroid. I know that's not what usually happens, but what's your vision of the pathophysiology and how does it compare to the pathophysiology of autoimmune thyroid disease?
That's a great question. My sense from this particular series and patients that are treated in general is that most patients may well go through a period of hyperthyroidism that tends to be brief and may even be unrecognized in many patients. One of the virtues of this particular series that we reported was that TSH was checked at every visit. And so we were able to capture patients that had this period of hyperthyroidism that was otherwise clinically subtle and may have otherwise been missed.
What fraction of patients actually had the hyperthyroid state?
So many patients developed hyperthyroidism, say it was like 60%.
Wow.
And it may even be a higher percentage of people that physiologically develop hyperthyroidism, but it only lasts for a week or two and may well have been missed on the labs. And so I think that many patients may well go through this transient period of hyperthyroidism followed by more complete and what it seems to be permanent hypothyroidism.
Maybe, you know, everybody knows this, but I was trying to remember again, autoimmune thyroid disease, and also you see exophthalmus, right?
You do in autoimmunity, though we haven't seen it in this context.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Any idea about why you see it with autoimmune disease, but you don't see it here? Because you don't see it, right?
I haven't seen it, no. There may be something about the chronicity of that sort of thyroid dysfunction in patients that have pure autoimmune thyroid dysfunction, where in these cases, it tends to be very brief and very transient in terms of at least the hyperthyroidism. But there are some periods, I think there are some ways in which it overlaps physiologically, wherein we identified many of the patients who developed thyroid dysfunction also had antithyroid antibodies. And so the way by which patients are having this transient period of hyperthyroidism followed by permanent hypothyroidism may well be a autoimmune antibody attack against the thyroid that leads ultimately to its destruction.
So you think it's possible that these patients actually have like sort of asymptomatic autoimmune disease that wouldn't have been clinically manifest and then it gets kicked in by the PD-1 antibody?
I do. I think that's actually a great insight into how this is happening and one where the thyroid may just be a case study for how autoimmune toxicities are occurring in general. I think a lot of people think of these immune-related toxicities as being directly drug-related and probably T-cell related, but that may not be right, or at least it may be an incomplete description, wherein what may actually be happening is that patients have some low-lying, indolent, undetectable autoimmunity that's present at baseline, and that in the presence of PD-1 therapy, that autoimmunity is reinvigorated, and so that you sort of reveal a baseline autoimmunity.
That's really fascinating.